935 eastbound, leaving 82nd.
935, I got your request to talk. How can I help?
So I have a passenger that has been having a seizure, but he doesn't want medical. Passengers have offered help, and he said he get these seizures all the time, so he claimed to be okay. I think he's all right. He's handling the seizure well. He said that he get this every day.
Okay, so he's having a seizure on your bus. Can you just ask him real quick if he needs medical?
Yeah, he said he doesn't need medical.
Okay, he does not need medical. He didn't fall down or anything with the seizure, did he?
No, he's sitting. He's sitting. He's like I say, he's handling the seizure well.
Okay, is the seizure still going on?
It goes on and off, but it's not like a super strong, as I can tell.
Okay, so is it something you can continue driving with, or do you feel like you need to pull the bus over until he stops having a seizure? Or, I mean, there's different types of seizures out there, so, you know, you got to let me know if he's not convulsing. He sounds like he's alert and conscious and everything.
Yeah, no, he's not convulsing. He's like I say, he's handling the seizure just fine, and I'm just driving more carefully and keeping an eye on him.
All right, copy that. Yeah, if he doesn't want medical and, you know, he hasn't hurt himself or anything like that, or, you know, if something changes and it gets worse, or he decides he wants medical, definitely give me a call back. If it's too distracting for you to drive, go ahead and pull over and kind of wait it out. Does that make sense?
He just got off the bus here at 92nd and Powell, and he's walking east, and he seems to be fine now.
All right, copy that. Yeah, people who have seizures regularly oftentimes know when they're having them, and they know how to manage them. So if he's okay, then I think we're okay. You have a great day, okay?
All right, good night.
At 906.